ஆனந்தம் சச்சிதானந்தம் அவாங் மனசு கோச்சரம் ஆத்மானம் அகிலாதாரம் ஆஸ்ரயே திஷ்டசித்தயே அர்த்தசோ சித்வயானந்தாம் அதீதத்வைத பானதஹ குரு நாராஜ்ய வேதாந்த சாரம் வக்ஷே யதாமிதி.
Verse 40.
So this Gita can name Yatha Vanasya
Yatha Vanasya
Vyashti Abhiprayena
Vyashti Abhiprayena
Vrikshaha Iti
Vrikshaha Iti
Anekatva Vyapadeshaha
Anekatva Vyapadeshaha
Yathava
Yathava
Jala Ashayasya
Jala Ashayasya
Vyashti Abhiprayena
Vyashti Abhiprayena
Tad Anekatva Vyapadeshaha Vyashti Abhiprayena
Vyashti Abhiprayena
Jalani Iti
Jalani Iti
Tatha
Ajnanasya
Vyashti Abhiprayena
Vyashti Abhiprayena
Tad Anekatva
Vyapadeshaha
Indraha Mayabhi Pururupaha Iyate Rigveda Ityadi Shrutehe.
Okay,
I broke this Sunday while I was reading it. I'm going to read it all the way through. Are you there on page, verse 40?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Everybody there?
Mm-hmm.
So follow along with me. You don't have to read, just follow. As I break, I read it again, the Sunday broken. Yatha vanasya vyashti adiprayena vrikshaha iti Anekatva Vyapadeshaha Yatha Va Jala Ashayasya Vyashti Abhiprayena Jalani Iti Tatha Ajnanasya Vyashti Abhiprayena Tad Anekatva Vyapadeshaha Indraha Mayabhihi Pururupaha Iyate Rigveda Ityadi Shrutehe.
What was the last one?
Iti Adi Shrutehe.
Is Rigveda actually with the girl and the girl goes to girl and it's put together with the
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yatha. We're doing the Vyashti. We did the Samashti. Right? The Samashti is the total aggregate. The Vyashti is each member. Okay? So now, just as Vanasya, genitive singular of a forest, Vyashti Abhiprayena. With regard, Abhipraya means in reference to or with regards to. Okay, with regards to the Vyashti, the individual members of the forest, Vyashti Abhiprayena. So we say members. So with regard to the individual members, Vyashti, of the forest, Vanasya Vyashti Abhiprayena. Vrikshaha, tree, nominative plural. Iti, vrikshaha, iti, trees, iti, thus. Anekatva, vyapadeshaha. There is the vyapadesha, the designation, vyapadeshaha, the designation of anekatva, manyness, of there being many. Anekatva, vyapadesha. There is the designation of manyness. Aneka means more than one. Eka, one, aneka, more than one, many. Okay? Aneka, Tva, the state of being named. That Tva gives the abstract. So Aneka Tva, Vyapadeshaha. How is there a designation of manyness? Vrikshaha, trees. The aggregate of the collection of trees is called the forest. So each individual, all the individual trees put together become a forest. So that Samashti is the vanam, the forest. The Vyashti, the individual members, is the, are the Vriksha, are the trees. So now, just as with regards to the individual members of a forest, there is the designation of manyness, of the many aggregates, in the form of Vrikshaha, trees. Vrikshaha, iti, as trees. Ready to see? So just as trees are what we designate for the Vyashti of the Sameshti forest, Yata Va, or Va, or Yata, just as, Yata, just as, Va, or just as, Jalashiyaha, for the reservoir of water. Ashaya means a large, a body of water, like a reservoir or a tank. Reservoir or tank is an ashaya, so it means a container, large container. So for the reservoir of water. Yeah, he said reservoir. Jala is water. So jalashya, just for a reservoir of water. Jala is water, and ashaya is like a reservoir or tank.
Why not a tank? Because it seems like they have tanks all over India, rather.
We can use tank or reservoir.
Yeah. Okay.
Vyashti abhiprayena, abhipraya, with reference to or with regards to the vyashti, the individual member, the individual parts of the aggregate that make up the aggregate of the reservoir of water, of the tank of water. Jalani, waters, like drops of water. Jalani, namasatru, jalani iti. Then you go back up Jalani Iti, then go up to the Anekatwa Vyapadeshaha. There is the designation, you have to take that Anekatwa Vyapadeshaha for both. Because first it says, just as trees designate the manyness, or it was reference to the Vyashti of the forest, or just as, with reference to the manyness, the individual members of the reservoir of water, waters, right, indicate the Vyashti, okay? You don't need to put that in, it's understood. Iti. Tata, similarly, for Ajnana, Ajnanasya, of Ajnana, Vyashti Abhiprayena, with reference to the Vyashti, the individual member of the Ajnana, the Sameshti Ajnana. Ajnanasya Vyashti Abhiprayena Tad Anekatva Vyapadeshaha. There is the designation of manyness for that. In other words, for that Ajnana, we've talked about the Sameshti Ajnana already. Now Ajnana is all the word Ajnanam, and it was the Ajnanam, the whole Maya Upadhi is the Sameshti. So each word Ajnanam, that just for which we just have Ishwar's Vikshepa, projection of the creation. So we have the Sameshti Ajnanam. We also have Vyashti Ajnanam, individual Ajnanam. And now we're going to go on about that now, but he's going to give, he gets a little verse to show that there's such a thing as Vyashti Ajnanam. So he says the Tad refers to the Ajnanam. Tad Anekatva Vyapadesha. There is the designation of manyness for that Ajnanam. Are you all with me?
Mm-hmm.
So he says, Indraha mayabhihi pururupaha iyate. It says, Indra, Lord Indra, mayabhihi, by his maya, plural.
Instrumental
plural. Iyate, he takes, he goes to. So the E is the fourth omnipotent, to go to a manifest as, appear as, is fourth omnipotent. He appears as puru means many. He appears as puru rupaha, one who has many forms. So Indra, by his maya, appears as though having many forms. And so here the Maya Vihi, Maya and Ajnanam are used synonymously. So we could say by his Ajnanas. Indra, by his Ajnanas, appears to have many sins. Indra, by his Maya. By just the Maya Upadhi, there's just the Ishvara. You just take the Samashti, there's the Ajnanam or the Maya just projects at the whole creation, and we have Ishvara. But then there's all the Devatas also, you know? So those are all individual. So by Ishwar's Maya, there's a manifest, he manifests in all of these various forms. Here they're talking about Indra. Indra is one of the Lord of the Devatas. There's something like 433 Devatas or something. Indra's the Lord of them. Indra, by wielding his Maya, he himself appears as to be many formed, as many forms.
Here in this Tatha Jnanasya, it's only by reference, by concept that we know to break it up as Ajnan instead of Jnan, right?
No, because Tatha, after the, there's no word Tatha.
Tatha, it says Tatha, right?
Yes.
Oh, don't you have a dash?
No.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do have a dash. I thought it was just one word. So I was just saying, whether it's Tatha Jnanasya or Tatha Ajnanasya.
No. If it's written as one word so that there's a sandhi,
right.
Tatha Jnanasya,
yeah.
Then it has to be Ajnana. It could be if there was some word like Ajnana, could be there. But if it's two words, Tatha, space, right, then it would be Jnanasya.
Right.
Only Tatha, Jnanas.
Oh, then there wouldn't be Sandhi with the Tatha. Oh, right.
There wouldn't be any Sandhi.
Okay.
So it has to be either A or A.
Right.
There's no A
right.
There.
Okay.
So Tatha, Jnanas. Yeah. Okay? So all he's saying here, he gave the two examples of the forest tree and the drops of water in the reservoir. Those are the two examples. And he says, like that, for Jnanam also, from the standpoint of the Vyeshti, there is also a plurality, an ekatva for Ajnanam, for that. So now we have to see what that is. Astra.
Astra.
Vyasta samasta.
Vyasta samasta.
Vyapi tvena.
Vyapi tvena.
Vyashti samashtita.
Vyashti samashtita.
Vyapadeshaha.
Yeah.
So some of these words are being used over and over. You need to memorize them. Vyashti, Samashti. The Vyashti Upadhi, Samashti Upadhi. Vyashti is the individual member, Samashti is the aggregate. So Vyashti is the Jiva, Samashti, Ishwara. So the Samashti Upadhi, Ishwara Upadhi, Vyashti Upadhi, Jiva Upadhi. Everybody understand all those words that I'm using? Okay. So Astra means here. Vyasta. Vyasta means Vyasta and Vyashti come from the same Vyast. So Vyasta from Vyas. It means to take something individually, to consider something separately. And Samasta means to take it collectively, to take something collectively. So Vyas and samas. Yes is the fourth parish microdot and yes is passed back a participle. Vyasta means taken or considered separately. Samasta from samas, fourth parish microdot. You can look this up in the dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
Samasta, pervading the whole of anything, the whole, the entire. So samasta, that which is the whole, right? That which is taken mm-hmm. as the whole collectively.
Does Vyasta also mean to be occupied and consumed in something, to be really busy? Is that related to the Vyasta?
I'd have to look it up. I don't know what it's that. If there's some other meaning I don't know about, I can check it and see. So, look at this. Vyasta, taking something individually. Samasta is the whole, taking it collectively. Vyasta, samasta, vyapi, tvena. By being vyapi, by being one that pervades. Vyapan is something that pervades. By being something that, by being one that pervades, the being is the twa. Vyapi tvena. By being one that pervades the individual, the vyasta, that which is taking the vyasta, that which individually pervades the individual, that which pervades the collective. Pervading individually, pervading collectively.
Mm.
Vyasta, samasta, Vyapi, Vyapin, that which is pervading. By being that which pervades, or by being the one that is pervading the individual, Vyasta or Samasta, pervading collectively.
Is the nature of this ignorance the same for the whole end?
The ignorance is the same. It's the same Maya Upadhi, but when the Maya, when we're looking at the effects of the Maya or the effects of Ajnanam, when we look at the Jiva, the effects of the Ajnanam are different than when we're looking at the Sameshti. The Sameshti, then the Ishwara is just projecting the creation, as the Ajnanam is just the Maya power. The Shakti, the Maya Shakti, just projects. Ishwara is not identified with any part of it. And so there's no avarna, there's nothing covering. But if your jiva, who is part of the projection, same maya, same ajnana, because the mind and the sense organs are limited, then you're going to be subject to the ignorance. You also have the power of the ignorance. You also have the power of mind. You yourself can project. You can imagine. You can take a rope for a snake. You have this projecting power, but you're also subject to the projection, right? Because your means of knowledge and the antakarana of the mind are limited, right? With Ishwara, there's no limitation. There's just identification, in fact, with the infinite sattva. The buddhi, remember the buddhi, even for you, for jiva, the buddhi and the sense organs, the buddhi, the sense organs are sattva. That's the material they're made of. But the sattva is also in conjunction and in association with the rajas and tamas, because there's an identification. The sattva, the mind and sense organs, are sitting in this physical body, which is tamas, and totally associated with rajas, your organs of action, your pranas, right? And so it's what we call malina sattva. It's an impure sattva because it's contaminated by rajas and tamas. It's limited. For Ishwara, the buddhi is just the Maya Upadhi, if we can call it buddhi, but really it's just the infinite manifestation of knowledge. There's no identification with a rajas or tamas to limit it. So there's nothing covering. And so even though the Ajnanam is the same Maya, it's the jiva experiences a limitation from it, whereas Ishwara doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we say if the Ajnanam has two capacities, avarna, vikshepa, the covering and the projecting. For Ishwara, there's no avarna, because the whole maya is just a manifestation of knowledge, limitless knowledge. But that limitless knowledge is the sameshti. Within that sameshti, there's an infinite vyashti, infinite number of jivas. The jivas are all limited. That limitation causes avarna, because my sense organs are part of my upadhi, and then I gain knowledge by looking around, by looking out. And so the same awareness, right, the same, I'm the same being as Ishwara, the same self, but the maya upadhi, the jiva upadhi, the sattva antakarana, the sattva sense organs are all looking outward, which in the Upanishad, in that famous Katha Upanishad says, Bhagawan made this mistake. He made all the sense organs of the mind looking outward, so the Atma is missed. There's no means of knowledge for the Atma. So one Dhiraha, one Viveki looks inward, gains this one. It's a beautiful verse. So that the Jiva Upadhi is all made looking outward is what causes the avarna, because the means of knowledge, even though they're all sattva, they're limited in the way that they're designed. Their design is limited.
Well, that was a mistake then.
It wasn't a mistake. David, why did he do that?
Mess with me?
Why not?
Exactly. So here it says, Atra Vyasta Samasta Vyapi Twarna. So we have to Vyapi, Vyapta, all these words Vyap, to pervade. So this verb Vyap, Vyap no T, it's a fifth gunner root. Vyap, to pervade, comes all of the time. Because just like space pervades the whole creation, Bhagavan is all pervasive. Sarva Vyapika, one who is all pervasive. So that important word, Vyap, Vyapitva, being one who pervades. Vyasya Samasya pervades the that which is taken individually, the individuals of the aggregate, and Samasya, the whole. Okay? So that which pervades the individual and the whole. Vyasya Samasya Vyapitvena. Vyashti, here's our word Vyashti, the individual, and Samashti, the total aggregate. Ta, the state of being. Remember Ta and Tvam show the abstract? The state of being, the Vyashti and the Samashti. Vyapadesha. Vyapadesha, we're using it over and over. There is the designation. There is the label, the designation. There is the Vyapadesha of Samashti and Vyashti. Vyashti, Samashti, Ta. There is the designation of being an individual and being the whole. Ta is the being, okay? Vyashti, Samashti, Vyashti, Samashti, Ta, Vyapadesha. By being one who pervades the individual or one who pervades the whole. So Usra just means here, in this regarding what we're talking about. Okay. Now, we have to look at these terms. We're still on the Vyashti. Mm-hmm. Everybody okay with this?
Mm-hmm.
So, Yam.
Yam.
Yam. Vyashti. See that Repha Vyashtir? See that Repha Vyashtir? Vyashti. Repha, the R there is the Sarga. Yam Vyashti.
Vyashti.
Nikrishta.
Nikrishto
Upadittaya.
Upadittaya.
Nikrishto Upadittaya.
Nikrishto
Upadittaya. So, Iyam Vyashtihi Nikrishto Upadittaya.
Iyam
Vyashtihi
Nikrishto
Upadittaya.
Upadittaya.
Malina Sattva Pradhana.
Malina Malina
Sattva
Pradhana.
Pradhana. Okay. Yam, this. Vyashti are feminine. Vyashti, Samashti, feminine nouns. Yam, Vyashti. This Vyashti means the Vyashti Ajnanam. This Vyashti, the Jiva, this individual Ajnanam. This, Yam means this. Yam, Vyashti. This Vyashti. Malina Sattva Pradhana. Take that one. Is primarily, pradhana means has a preponderance of, preponderance is predominantly, has a preponderance of impure sattva. Is predominantly impure sattva.
Malina?
Malina means impure. Sattva means sattva rajas and tamas. Has a predominance of impure sattva.
What's impure sattva?
I'll explain. The predominance of impure sattva. Nikrishta upadittaya. That taya, because ta is feminine. Taya, instrumental singular. Because of being an inferior, nikrishta means inferior upadi. So we'll see what that means. So this vyashti, this individual of jnanam, which is, for which there is a predominance, bhuvahi, for which there is a pradhana, predominance of impure sattva. You could say this vyashti has a predominance of impure sattva, still a bhuvahi. This vyashti has a predominance of impure sattva, because of being an inferior nikrishta upadhi. So, all they mean by nikrishta utkrishta, the utkrishta upadhi is the samashti upadhi, Ishwara's upadhi, the infinite upadhi. The nikrishta is the limited upadhi. So, utkrishta means the total upadhi, the infinite manifestation of knowledge is utkrishta. Nikrishta is limited, less than, it's inferior to that. Right? It's inferior to the limitless. So the nikrishta upadhi, conditioning agent, is the jiva upadhi, nikrishta. Because it's the jiva upadhi, the upadhi is limited, it has a preponderance of Molina Sattva, predominantly Molina Sattva. What does that mean? That because of Ajnanam, the Sukshma Sharira, the subtle body, that is indwelling the physical body, right, is, what is the subtle body composed of? Subtle body is composed of the Sattva, is the Antakarana, right, the mind, and the sense organs, the Sattva. But also, what else is it? Subtle body composed of the Karmendriyas, and the Prana, right? The Karmendriyas and the vital force, right? The five Pranas. Those are Rajas. So we're subtle body. So we've got the Sattva, the Antakarana, the four qualities of the four types of Antakarana, the Chitta, Manas, Buddhi, Ahankara, right? And the five sense organs. Right? So that's nine. And then you've got ten, the Pranas, the five Pranas, and the Karmendriyas, that's ten Rajas. And then you've got the physical body, that's five, right? That's five Tamas. So these components make up the Sukshma Sharira, that is indwelling the physical body. That's 19 components, only 9 of which are Sattva. So the whole thing comes together as a mix, right? So it's not that you are just identified with the Sattva, your identification is with the mix of Sattva, Rajas, and Tamas that makes up the whole subtle body, taking this physical body. Is that clear on that? That's Molina Sattva, right? Because the Ahankara, when you say I am, the closest thing you're the Ahankara is that what you take yourself to be, and that's Sattva. The Ahankara is Sattva, the Buddhi is Sattva. But the Ahankara and Buddhi never stand alone. They have Ajnana. And so they are, the Ahankara and Buddhi, they're always mixed with what we call Avyasa, the superimposition. Superimposition with the Prana, with the organs of action, for the physical body, that's the Molina Sattva. So, why is that? Why does that take place? Well, because of the Krishna Upadhi. This Upadhi itself is made of the Sattva, Rajas, and Tamas intertwined. And it's a result of the Ajnana. Everybody see what the problem is? It's just a nice way of saying it, actually. So, repeat after me. Iyam Vyashtihi. Nikrishna Upaditya Molina Sattva Pratana. This Ajnanam, because we're talking about Ajnanam, so this individual Ajnanam has a preponderance of impure Sattva because of it being an Utkrishna and Nikrishna Upadi. An inferior Upadi means it's limited. Limited by time and space. That's Nikrishna there. Everybody okay? Molina Sattva, another word to know. Right? Because this Molina Sattva, Swamiji will use that in terms of this word comes a lot. Right? Molina Sattva. Etad Upahitam.
Etad Upahitam.
Chaitanyam.
Alpagnyatva.
Anishwaratva.
Anishwaratva.
Adigunakam.
Adigunakam.
Pragnyaha.
Pragnyaha.
Iti uchyate.
Iti uchyate.
Eka.
Eka.
Ajnana.
Ajnana.
Avabhasikatvat.
Avabhasikatvat.
Etad upahitam chai. Okay, just listen to me and follow. Etad Upahitam, Chaitanyam, Alpajnatva, Anishwaratva, Adi Gunakam, Pragnyaha, Iti, Uchyate, Uchyate, Eka, Ajnana, of a Bhasika Swat. You get? This is another big phrase, Upahita Chaitanyam. Here it says Upahitam Chaitanyam. You hear Swamiji says all the time, Upahita Chaitanyam, he'll say, Maya Upahita Chaitanyam. Maya Upahita Chaitanyam. Sameshti Upahita Chaitanyam. The Chaitanya consciousness conditioned by Maya. Upahita, we translate Upahita as conditioned by. So the Chaitanya, Chaitanya, another important word, consciousness, Chaitanya. Eted Upahitam Chaitanyam. Consciousness conditioned by that, by what? The Vyashti. The Vyashti Ajnanam. The Jiva. The limited Ajnanam, right? The individual Ajnanam. So Upahita Chaitanyam. Upahitam Chaitanyam. You'll see it in Tonkan all the time. Upahita Chaitanyam. The consciousness conditioned by that Ajnanam, by that ignorance. Etat Upahitam Chaitanyam. What about it? Alpavyatva, the state of limited knowledge. Alpa, the word alpa means little. Little knowledge. So the jiva has alpavyatva. It has just a little knowledge. It is the, that tva is the abstract. It has a, it is in a condition, it has a state of little bit of knowledge. Sarvajnyatva, all knowledge. So these are the two go together. As opposites, Ishwara, Sarvajnyatva, omniscient, all knowledge. Jiva, Alpajnyatva, limited knowledge, little knowledge. Sarvajnyatva, Alpajnyatva. Sarvajnyatva, Alpajnyatva. Ishwara, Jiva. Okay? Important terms. So, the next one. Anishwaratva. The Sameshti Ajnanam, Ishwara. The Vyashti Ajnanam, Anishwara. Not Ishwara. Ishwara means overlordship. The Lord of all is Ishwara. Sarveshwara. For the Sameshti Upadhi, Sarveshwara, the Ishwara of every, of all. You're Anishwara. Not Ishwara. Not the Lord. You see the unnegated? Un-Ishwara. Anishwaratva. So, Alpajnyatva, Anishwaratva, Adi Gunakam. Gunakam means the one who has attributes, for whom there are the attributes, Adi, Gunas, attributes, qualities, for whom there is the Gunaka, the attributes, Adi, such as, Alpajnyatva, Alpajnyatva, and Anishwaratva. For whom there are the attributes such as being limited knowledge and being not the Lord.
Is the word guna or gunaka?
Gunaka. That's ukka affix. Because you know guna means the ukka affix has different meanings, but one important meaning is often at the end of a compound it denotes, does it change the meaning of guna, but it denotes a buhuvrihi compound. It has, I talked about this last week. Also, that's one of its meanings, this ukka affix. Bahuvrahi will mean that it becomes a title for something. And it'll often, it's like a name for something. So we would say the Chaitanya conditioned by the limited ajnanam, the Vyashti ajnanam, has gunas. Not is. It has gunas. Such as, has attributes such as limited knowledge and being not the Lord. Okay? So that consciousness, Chaitanyam, conditioned by the Vyashti Ajnanam, which has these attributes, such as limited knowledge and being not Ishwara. Prajnyaha iti ichate. It uchite, it is called iti as prajnaha. Prajnaha means, I bet you need to note this down. Prajnana. Pra, long off, yena. Prajnana, agnaha. Prajnaha. I did it. Etymology. Swamiji will translate this prajnaha as this, the one who is more or less ignorant. more or less ignorant, because in that condition, you know, what we're going to say of the limited ajnana, when we're just going to the maya, kind of the maya upadi, pure ajnana, it's illumining, consciousness is illumining that which is predominantly ignorance, which is overwhelmed by ignorance. So it'll go, we'll go more into it in a minute, but just take it now, prajna is predominantly ignorant. That which is more or less ignorant. That's Swamiji term, more or less ignorant. Prajna. That's the name, prajna. It's called prajna. Okay. I'll have more to say about this in a minute.
Yeah.
Then it says, why? Eka ajnana avabhasika twat. Because of being an illuminator of avabhasika, one who illumines, or just illuminating, an illuminator or illuminating, because of being one that illumines, or because of illuminating, a single ajnanam, that's a vyashti ajnanam. Each one of us is an eka ajnanam, one, okay? Individual ajnanam, that's how the eka is used. For Sanskrit people, remember I said akka? This akka affect at the end of a compound is often, not always, but often, denotes a bahuvrahi. Nouns that have an, like, avabhasa, avabhasika, avabhasa, okay? The avabhasika, one, it makes it into an agent noun. Avabhasa is luminosity, illumining, avabhasika, one that illumines. Illuminator. I also said that the akka after a noun can also be a diminutive, like bala, balaka. Or vriksha, vrikshaka, little tree. Yeah. Bala, balaka. Yeah?
In here, ajnana is because of an individual.
Because of illumining, instead of the samashti ajnanam, total ajnanam, it's illumining the vyashti ajnanam. So it's the consciousness conditioned by the individual ajnanam. So from the standpoint of the individual ajnanam, consciousness is illumining that, right? Yeah. And that individual ajnanam is an individual ignorance, so we call that.
So here we're using it in ignorance. Before we're using maya, ajnanam is maya, correct? Maybe I lost something.
No, no, okay. It's not bad what you're saying.
Okay.
Sometimes maya, usually when we're using maya, we're talking, the maya and the ajnanam are the same, but we're talking about the samashti ajnanam. Smeshti ajnanam we often just call maya, where the vyashti ajnanam we don't usually call maya, because there's the avarna, there's the covering, and so the ajnanam is predominant for the jiva, right? Ignorance is predominant for the jiva, but it's the same maya,
right?
Okay. It's the same maya, so we could say smeshti maya or vyashti maya, but we don't usually say that, even though, because from the vyashti there's the predominance of ajnanam there, right? And so that is what's causing all of the problem, is that ajnanam. So sometimes they'll say, you know, what is maya for Ishwara is ajnanam for the jiva. That's another thing, way to say it, you know. Because it's the same stuff, but what is the maya, that maya shakti, that manifests as the whole creation with no avarna, with no covering, that's Ishwara, that's the Ishwara upadhi. Right? That's the Sameshti Upahita Chaitanya, the consciousness conditioned by the total aggregate, the aggregate. Where Vyashti Upahita Chaitanya, the Chaitanya, the consciousness, conditioned by the Vyashti Upadhi, that's the Jiva. That's the conditioned by Ajnanam, Ajnana Upahita Chaitanya. Right?
See? So you don't refer to Ishwara as having ignorance?
No, because ignorance is... Ishwara doesn't have ignorance, so if you're using ignorance, you're using it as maya, just to make that clear. Yeah. He's on the other side. What is maya for Ishwara is ajnanam for the jiva.
Yeah.
Can I ask one more thing? is prajnaha here, is that in reference to, is it consciousness, the individual consciousness that's being labeled prajnaha because it is associated with the...
It's the consciousness associated with the ajnana, with the ajnanam. So let me just give a little aside. They give a note here, and it's relevant. In your book, they have a little note. So let me talk about that. In the Mandukya Upanishad, the whole Mandukya Upanishad is an explication of Om, right? And so what they do is look at the A-U-M silence. The A, they look at in terms of this manifest creation. The name of the manifest physical creation that we perceive through our sense organs is called Virat. That's Ishvara looked at in terms of this whole physical creation we call Virat. That's the Samashti Upadhi. The physical stula Samashti Upadhi for Ishvara is Virat. For the individual Jiva, the stula Vyashti Upadhi for the Jiva is called Vishwa. Okay, so Vishwa Virat for this physical creation. Then for the subtle creation, the ten mantras that have not gone through the Panchakarma, the subtle. For the total, we have Hiranyagarbha, right? So that the total subtle creation named for Ishvara, the Samashti Upadhi, for the Sukshma Samashti Upadhi, Hiranyagarbha. For the Vyashti Upadhi, the subtle Sukshma Vyashti Upadhi, we have Tejasa, the one that has Tejas, right? That's the mind. Right? The Sukshma Sharira. It's called Tejasa. Then for the Karana Sharira, the causal body, which is really just the Ajnana, right? For the Samashti, that's Ishvara. Chaitanya, awareness, plus the Maya, plus the total Samashti Ajnana is Ishvara. Right? But for the Jiva, that's Chaitanyam plus the Vyashti Ajnanam, right? The limited Ajnanam is called Prajna. Mm-hmm. So we have Ishvara, causal, that's just the Maya Upadhi, the subtle manifestation of the ten mantras, the subtle elements, Hiranyagarbha. So Hiranyagarbha is the infinite Buddhi, the infinite Sattva, the one identified with the whole Sattva that reflects the whole, makes us into conscious being. That's Hiranyagarbha. And then Virat, the physical body, right? Mm-hmm. So, Ishvara, Hiranyagarbha, Virat. For the Jiva, Prajna, the one who is more or less ignorant, right? There's consciousness there, there's the, what we call the Samanya Jnana, the general knowledge of I am, I exist, I'm not completely ignorant, I am, I exist, I experience things. So, but if you just take the Karana Sharira, it's predominantly ajnanam, right? So that which is prayena ajnaha, more or less ignorance, right? Because you have samanya jnana, general knowledge of I am, I exist, but there is no vishesha jnana. There's no particular knowledge of I am Bhagavan, I am Ishvara, that's not known. So more or less ignorance, prayena ajnaha, prajnaha. Then tajasaha, that's the, like the dream state, right? That your the experience of the jiva without use of the sense organs, so that there's not the experience of the physical realm. Tajasaha, and then Vishwa. Vishwaha is the one who is the counterpart of Virat, the one that's experiencing the world through the sense organs. So this is the Mandukya Upanishad, goes through all of this. So you get used to these names. You've got Ishvara, Prajna, Hiranyagarbha, Tajasaha, Virat, Vishwaha. Right? Ishvara, so you've got Ishvara, Hiranyagarbha, Virat. Say that. Ishvara, Hiranyagarbha, Virat. Ishvara, Hiranyagarbha, Virat. Ishvara, Hiranyagarbha, Virat. Then Prajna, Tejasa, Vishwa.
Prajna,
Tejasa,
Vishwa.
Tejasaha, Vishwaha, Prajnaha, Tejasaha, Vishwaha. So then you've got, you go the other way, you've got Ishvara Prajna, Ishvara Prajnaha. They're the names for the Kadana Sharira, the causal body. The Chaitanya plus the causal body. Sameshti, the Sameshti Upadi, right, is what we call Ishvara. The Vyashti Upadi for the causal, Kadana Sharira, Vyashti Upadi, Kadana Sharira, is Prajna. So you've got Ishvara, Prajna. Go ahead. Ishvara. Then you have Hiranyagarbha, Tajasaha. Then you have Virat, Vishwaha. So these, and then you have, let me go back again, you've got Brahman Atma. Brahman Atma, right? Brahman Atma. Then you've got Ishvara, Prajnaha, Hiranyagarbha, Tajasaha, Virat, Vishwaha. These are the names, right? So what is the teaching, Aham Brahmasmi. Brahma is Atma. The Atma is Brahman. So the whole Mandukya Upanishad is dealing with these terms, you know, as in reference to the word to Om. Okay. So anyway, I'm just trying to make you learn these terms. Okay, let's stop there.
Purnamidam, Purnat, Purnamudachyate, Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.